the fastest, quickest, smoothest footwork. He is the Fred Astaire of jiu-jitsu, the Fred Astaire of judo, but he's the Dom DeLuise of pizza eating. I don't get it. I don't get this.
Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. He is the only
wake
way.
Wake up late. Now everybody. Wake up late. Everybody. Wake up late. Wake up. It's late.
Wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Coral Springs, and now you know.
We're the hottest show in this place. Wake up late. Now everybody. Wake up late. Now everybody. Wake up late. Now everybody. I said one, two, three. Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida. It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Starring Dougie Almeida. Now. Let's start the show.
Yeah, do your intro.
Hey, everybody, welcome to a special edition of the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. It's Dougie Almeida, and I'm in the condo at Little Rock for the Looney Bin, hanging with the triple feature this week, which is myself and Danny Keaton.
Hello, everyone.
And CJ Stopp.
Hey, everybody, how y'all doing?
And we're sitting here and hanging. It's an interesting home. Danny's seen some ghosts.
Haunted.
Danny's seen some ghosts. And, right?
Yeah.
Tripping.
No, I mean, seriously, that was fucking real, man. I was fucking really scared because when you think you see something in the mirror and something like a woman is in the kitchen.
Listen, all I know is when a grown man says, time out.
Time out, T-Ray.
Time out. You said time out.
I must have been really drunk and hot.
Okay. Well. Everybody, I want y'all to know we're playing a game.
Yeah.
And it was a name. I mean, what years was the sitcom on? And if one of them just picks the year that they thought it started, I'll let the other one pick what year it was on. We've already been through a couple of
them. Yeah. We're going to catch you guys
up. I have
a
question that I think is going to catch that you guys are going to trip out on. Now, I just told you guys about All in the Family.
Right.
I said it was on for 7 seasons. Do you believe this is... Do you think that the Jeffersons was on shorter period, longer period, or the same amount?
I would say Jeffersons longer, was longer because they had two Lionels on it.
Oh, you go with the two Lionel theory?
Yeah, the two Lionel theory.
All right.
What do you think?
I think it's longer than
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I would say definitely. Cause I thought
correct. 10 years. The Jeffersons was on 10 years, and nobody knows how big the apartment really was.
Really? You never saw the bedroom, right? Did we ever see the bedroom?
Yeah, well, you see the bedroom.
But there had to be extra ones because it was two people. Like, Florence lived with them.
Right.
Right.
And then Lionel lived with them at a time. He had his own fucking room. And then what? No, it wasn't a girl.
I would say 1,500. If I just had to take a guess.
Square feet? Like, but
flat. Yeah. Oh, like, including the... No,
but it was flat, though. Like, it was...
No, he didn't have stairs. There was no stairs.
No, there was no stairs.
Jefferson's never going to stairs.
Question. Was their apartment bigger than...
the house?
No. What's the white dude and the black chick on Jefferson?
The Wilsons.
Was it the Wilsons?
Was it Wilsons?
No,
Tom.
Tom and so-and-so. And then they had that weird fucking English neighbor.
Yeah.
Hello, everybody. It's been a bar of some sugar.
God damn it. What was his last name?
Willis, you were right. Tom Willis.
Oh, Willis. Yeah, Willis. I said Wilson, yeah. But
Helen.
Yeah, Willis.
Helen.
And then remember Bentley? Remember Harry?
Bentley, yeah.
Yeah.
The weird English dude.
No, first name was Harry. That's his last name. They just called him Bentley.
Yeah, they called him Bentley. So you're saying was the Jeffersons flat?
The Jeffersons were correct.
No,
you guys were correct.
But right. Was there a flat or condo? Whatever.
It was flat. It was
no.
Flat.
Was it bigger than what?
Was it bigger than the Willises? Because they had different.
I think the Willises had more money.
The Willises had more money, so it was bigger.
Yeah, the Willises
always brag about.
Because that white dude had money. The only way that sister was going to be with that fucking flake,
okay.
Right? Because she was a hot woman, right? And that guy was like
not hotter than Wheezy.
Wheezy.
No, seriously, man.
Dude, Wheezy was like...
Dude,
I think Wheezy looks like she was like the mother of Patrick Ewing.
But on that show, it would probably go Weezy, Willis, and Florence.
Same.
Yeah. Well,
I just like a thick girl. I don't give a
fuck. Yeah, all right. I get you.
Here's one. Do you guys think that which one was on longer? Mark and Mindy or Laverne and Shirley?
I would say Laverne and Shirley.
Okay. While we're doing that, Laverne and Shirley or Three's Company?
Three's Company.
That's interesting. Company,
because they had a long, long...
Did they?
Yeah.
Well, they had three Cindy's.
No, same amount.
Same amount?
Yeah, they had three Chrissies, but Chrissies was like seasons. They were only like...
It just seemed like Chrissy,
it was two Chrissies and a Terry.
Terry, like her cousin.
Cousin, yeah.
Now, isn't that interesting how they always had a blonde?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know what I mean? How appropriate was it that,
because
that
was
just
California.
Another blonde chick?
That's California, man.
Yeah.
That's what I used to, like, dream.
But again, it's the fucking Gilligan and Ginger. Like, who would you want to bang? Bangs is Suzanne Summers. Who was the other lady who played Janet?
Mm-hmm.
Type of Susie Summers is so much higher than Janet.
But listen, remember that episode where Janet wore the wig? She looked amazing.
Yeah, but you don't want to have your girl wear a wig.
But the wig was very professional.
Yeah. You know what I mean? If you have to have your girl wear a wig.
Okay.
You know, I might as well, then you have to put on a fucking extender.
What do you guys think was on longer? The Bob Newhart Show or Mary Tyler Moore Show?
Well, that's interesting. Because, first of all, the Bob Newhart Show is fucking great.
Yes.
It. You know what I mean?
It was.
You know, the characters in there, the weird dentist. You know, the redheaded fucking, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? All that going on. It was a good show. And you know what? I just got this thought. You remember the show Barney Miller?
Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
I was going to that next, but you didn't answer the question.
All right, what?
The Bob Newhart Show
What's
or
longer?
Mary Tyler Moore?
Mary Tyler Moore had to have been on a long time.
I say Bob Newhart.
You would think, you're going to be amazed that Bob Newhart was only on 5 years. So
yeah.
That's like maybe 10 seasons back in the day. Because they do two seasons in a year, right?
Right.
Mary Tyler Moore was on 7 years.
Mm-hmm. You're gonna make it after all.
And what's really fucked up is...
Rhoda. Remember Rhoda?
WKRP in Cincinnati was only on 5 years.
That was a short period of time. I love that show. Fucking, who was the guy? Venus Flytrap.
Yes. Yeah.
And the other guy who was a sales guy.
None of these shows made it, like... Let's be real. Holy shit. Holy shit.
All right.
I got one for you.
Did you know we're doing podcasts?
Fantasy Island.
Welcome to Fantasy Island.
Or the Love Boat.
Well, they followed. Fantasy Island used to follow.
Yeah,
right.
Was the Love Boat, remember? Mm-hmm. And I think Love Boat was a longer series.
What do you think?
You know what? That would honestly be a toss up.
Irv Villechey kept fucking things
like
up for fucking
the same, like on the same night, you know. And but you know what? Guessing, I would say the Love Boat.
You guys are correct. The Love Boat was actually on for
9 years.
Shit, no. We're talking about 14 years.
Yeah, it was a long. It was over.
It was 76 to 1990.
In Fantasy Island, was only 6-7 years.
Yeah. Fantasy Island was on for...
Love Boat was on until 1990?
Yes.
Yeah, that lingered forever.
Wow.
Fucking that... What's the name? Who was the gopher? Not gopher. The Isaac, the bartender.
Isaac.
Yeah. That
he
guy
was
had
on
a...
every level.
That guy was everywhere, man.
But I'm saying, like, all these shows never lasted past... Like, a lot of them didn't make it past 5 years.
Mm.
But they're iconic.
Yeah. Man. The Partridge Family, 4 years. Charlie's Angels... 4 years, five
really?
Years.
Bosley.
Oh, that was
the
huge.
Fucking Waltons made it for 9 years.
Yeah, some Waltons. Good night, John Boy.
You remember back in the late 70s where like the hottest thing was like Star Wars and Charlie's Angels and Dukes of Hazzard or whatever. That was like
Dukes
the top.
Hazzard.
Dukes
know?
Of Hazzard.
Was
my shit. Old boys. That car, you can't even park that car anywhere now and anybody fucking
generally.
Get triggered. But you know, Barney Miller.
Barney
Which
Miller.
Was, there was some great fucking, they brought out the Illuminati on that show. There was all kinds of shit on that
Abe
show. And the thing about
I didn't
that.
I watch Barney Miller, but my dad used to watch it.
Barney Miller, you talk about the cheapest set ever produced.
Yeah.
It
Taxi.
Was never filled.
I know.
Bet more, no, because Tack, listen, I want to bet, listen, There was never, ever a fucking scene, ever, outside in Barney office. Miller outside that
prison office. Outside that fucking shop.
No, but every now and then.
But they would go to somebody's apartment, like, or they'd go somewhere. Barney Miller, you never fucking see anything. Was on that, in that fucking precinct.
Everybody knows right? that. That is like the, and it was genius. It worked.
They didn't have a change of scene. They had the same goddamn backdrop. That fucking cell.
I saw on Taxi where Alex went to go meet his daughter he never met before at the airport.
Right.
They always had that, you know, they had something. Apartment.
Barney Miller had one set. Okay? You talk about genius.
No, you want to hear something else that's genius? $6 Million Man really never had any powers. They just said,
yeah, really.
Like, seriously, what I mean, what was he doing?
I love the big, they jumped the shark with the $6 Million Man when he fought Bigfoot.
Yeah.
That series, he ran into Bigfoot.
Guess how much the $6 Million Man was on, of course, the normal 5 years. Guess
Bionic
how much
Woman.
The Bionic Woman was on for?
2 years.
Yeah, it wasn't that long, yeah.
Good shit. Dude, I'm fucking, yeah, I got my, I'm like Rain Man.
My wife has a memory like that. Like, she remembers shit that, like, it's not going to save our lives anytime soon.
Right.
The like, even Sanford and Son was only on for 5 years.
I love that show.
Because,
you dummy.
He wanted more money.
Fred?
Fred wanted more
Red
money.
Set, Red
was
Fox.
Off for a season. That's, and Rilo lived with him.
He is.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
So. He was the most amazing comic. Seriously. I mean, you know, I listen to stuff like the old comics. I'm not going to name names, but like, they're iconic. I love them. But there's some of the stuff like, but Red Fox, he was just always.
I mean, his state, like, if you listen to his albums and the shit, you know, there's people that don't know him. The people that. People have never heard his stage, his comedy act. They just saw him on that show.
Yeah,
and then you know, then you watch him and you go, "Oh my God!" You listen to some of these albums.
And and who played Aunt Esther?
Oh, that's
so
Wanda, ugly.
Wanda, what's her name?
Sykes.
No, seriously. If you heard her stuff, she's just like Red Fox. I'm like, oh my God, she's fucking hilarious.
Oh, BDI fool.
Oh my God,
you guys didn't bring up the Odd Couple.
Yeah, it was like I wasn't into the Odd Couple. I like MASH. You brought up MASH. I used to watch that all the time.
I used to watch MASH all the time.
Bewitched. Loved Hawkeye.
I knew when MASH Bewitched. MASH was coming on, it was almost time to be Bewitched.
Elizabeth Montgomery has got to be the hot. I mean,
so you
said
she was the best?
Jeannie.
You was the
no.
Her and Jeannie were like, yo, Elizabeth Montgomery was.
Yeah, she was cute, amazing. but nothing like. What was Jeannie? Was what's her name? Barbara Eden. Oh my God!
Barbara Eden still is fine. Have you seen her?
Yeah, I've jerked off to her.
No, she fucking can still wear her Jeannie outfit and she put it on.
Yeah,
like,
well, it's got different settings.
Yeah, true.
But do you remember how they got away with that? And you know,
called him Master.
Master.
That was like every guy's like fantasy thing.
And then what was the other guy? His buddy that always come by Roger. No, Roger Nelson was the guy.
Roger.
Was it Roger, his buddy?
Yeah.
And he would come by. You know, he was just trying to score on the girl. He was a sneaky fuck.
I think the reason why, well, they were great actors, but that was back in the black and white. But listen up, man. It's like when they had the fantasy shows of like, okay, Jed Clampett, he discovered, you know, and made money. And then there was the monsters. There was always these, you know, fantasy type shows. But to me, that was the ultimate because it was a guy who had a beautiful woman who called him master.
And he wouldn't bang her.
I know, right?
He was like, no, I can't do it. This guy had a genie. He can make any wish. And then, you know.
That's what the reason why the show was so big, I think.
Yeah, genie. You know, he was having sex with Roger. That's the secret to that show.
So you can't do that.
But didn't they marry eventually? Didn't that show end with him marrying her?
Yeah, he married her.
Yeah.
Okay, question. Did Benson have a spinoff?
Yes.
Or was Benson a spinoff?
Benson was a spinoff for Soap. The Mona, who was who's the boss, who was in Soap.
Yeah.
She was the hot mom. She had some nice. Mm-hmm. She had some nice melons.
What's his name was on there? He was on there too, wasn't he?
Billy Crystal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Was the Gabe son?
Yeah.
And the guy with the puppet.
He was
the
very
guy who was
gay,
a ventriloquist.
He was the very first gay character.
Yeah,
on TV.
I used to love. Bosom Buddies, Tom Hanks and
that guy who never saw him again much.
Yeah,
Tom Hanks, Bosom Buddy. What was the one we were just talking about? Oh, with soap. Uh-huh. That lady had some cannons on her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And she was sexy, Mona.
We're talking about titties of women who are already dead.
Yeah, well, what, I bet they still look good in that fucking casket. Yeah. God bless her. You know, you're going to remember for something.
Starsky and Hutch, which was a runoff on...
That wasn't a run. That was its own shit.
So
it was almost like maybe from Beretta.
Beretta, that's what I was saying. It came from Beretta.
No, it didn't.
Yes.
Are you serious?
I think it was the same writers or producers.
No, but I think they've been on. They was on the show together.
Starsky and Hutch were in San Francisco, and
they had Huggy Bear. Remember Huggy Bear?
Yeah. Beretta was based in what? His character though, this city.
I don't remember the city. It was a badass city though, because Beretta had to go out and kill his wife to get fucking popular again. I'm going out to the car. My wife's going out to the car. I'm going to stay over here and wait.
Hutch
Robert Blake
was a spinoff.
Which one?
I'm about to ask. Starsky and Hutch.
There wasn't a spinoff of anything, man.
I don't think so.
It didn't come from
there
that.
It was not Beretta. I can guarantee
that or Bonanza.
Yeah.
You know? But I used to love fucking MASH. You know?
Yeah.
I used to love that fucking... That banter back and forth. That was, you know, it's kind of funny shit. Anyway, we got to hang out, and it's been interesting. Wednesday night at the show, we had about, I don't know.
Nine people.
41.
Tonight we had 41.
Mm-hmm.
Last night we all did 10 minutes. Well, I didn't. But,
apparently you were recording a fucking CD.
Yeah, I didn't see the light. And so here we are. We're talking about all kinds of shit. This is the green room, the comedy condo. And we were did we record that part when I forgot to turn it on when we were talking about him seeing ghosts?
Yeah, that's new.
That's new? We haven't talked about that yet?
We have talked about that.
Oh, we did. Okay. Cuz that was funny as shit. You know what? The whole time when you were doing that, I thought you were just fucking with us. Like, you were trying to, like just get us up or something.
Time out.
Really? You said time out, dude.
I still can't believe that.
Well, that's what made me wonder.
Damn, Starsky and Hutch used to air at 10 o'clock.
It was a late show.
Yeah, it was late.
It was questionable, because they used to interview hookers.
What cracks me up is how they used to... No, we're not going to get a real fucking police car. We're just going to...
Yeah, put that thing with the red Gran Torino.
Yeah, yeah.
That was a badass car.
Yeah.
Remember that fucking car, the Gran Torino?
Yeah.
And he had those Mack rims on them.
The white stripe.
Yeah.
The iconic white stripe.
What kind of car was it?
Gran Torino. It was a 73 or 72 Gran Torino.
It's a good life. That was a good life.
Did you looking that up?
No, I'm just the Starsky.
Yeah. He had red sneakers and a bomber jacket.
Yeah.
And then Hutch ended up singing a song later on in life. Oh. Don't give up on us, baby. We'll make it last. He lost his whole street cred with that song.
You lost your whole voice with that.
I tried, man. I polished off a sandwich. I ate a few Pringles.
Those shows were, man, that was my life. Like, when I used to dream about living in L.A., it really was because of, you know, Eric Estrada and Poncherello, that he's banging all these white chicks.
Is that was your idol? Was he your idol?
Oh, shit. I was like,
he looks like him a little bit, doesn't he?
I got a joke.
I want to ride a bike and bang white women.
Here's my joke. I go, I said I ran into Tyler Perry, and I go, what he's planning on doing is taking shows from the 70s and the 80s and 90s and remaking them from the black perspective. I'm like, if anybody knows Tyler Perry, please tell him don't. Like, they would show the find the way they were. So I go through the whole Black to the Future. I go Duke Boys. I say Duke Boys. I said that show wouldn't even come on. It'd be like just some good old boys. Pow pow. And
yeah.
Well, anyway, and I go, you know what show that we should have complained about? What show we should complain about? Happy Days.
Yeah.
Loved Happy Days.
We should complain about Happy Days.
Except
listen,
for
first of all, everybody knows Fonzie was knocking down high school bitches, and he was not the same age as Richie, though. He was their fucking substitute teacher at one time.
Yeah, that was a little questionable.
Yeah, I'm like, and some of those chicks didn't even want to have sex with him. They're like, no, I'm good, I just want to,
And
okay.
And they would bump him.
So that's when I go, he's the first Bill Cosby, and let them go ahead and
allow
that. And then I go, come on, I was on Bill's side, too, till the numbers started getting high.
Where'd you lose him, or what number?
Now, in the joke, I'm like, God damn. I start off with, no, Dr. Huxford would not do that. By the time I finish, I'm like, damn, Bill.
Yeah. It's funny how I used to tell a joke, because when that happened, also Mel Gibson had his thing.
Uh-huh.
And Lance Armstrong got caught cheating.
With balls.
And so I used to say, who fell further? Joe Paterno, Mel Gibson, Lance Armstrong, or that guy Bill Baumgartner who jumped out of that Red Bull balloon.
I'm going to go with Joe Paterno.
Yeah, he fucking died of it.
Yeah.
Joe Paterno's dead. I mean, in misery. I don't care what his death certificate says. Joe Paterno's death certificate should say shame. And if you're a Penn State fan, I don't care. I mean, I like Penn State. I like the simplicity of their uniforms.
What, the all white?
Yeah, the fucking number on the helmet. Just keep no names. No names in the fucking... You know, that's good for college. You know, if you're gonna don't put nobody's name. They're in college. You know? Although, let's... Can't mention college without mentioning people who spend $2 million to send their brat fucking kid to a major college.
Not listen. Allegedly.
Oh, my God. This is amazing.
I didn't even think that was illegal until that just happened. I mean, really, like... I thought that always just happened.
But you know what? Shit like that happens. Like private school, all kinds of stuff. People, rich families, look, I'm going to make a donation. I'm going to donate $1 million to the fucking school.
I know, but then they have a library in their name.
Right. It definitely
helps with the application process, though, too.
But here's the thing. In a give and take society, if that money then gets new equipment for everybody in the school, if it actually enhances those people in the school, you're feeding the whole.
But this was more of... Before you get into the school, you have to take the SAT, the ACT.
That's true.
And I'm like, hey, I'm paying you.
No, that's all
to make sure that she gets taken care
of. Listen, they were putting people's faces on it. They were taking these kids.
No, I'm talking about before you even made it to the school.
Yeah,
they were paying some of the people that did the test to make sure. I know everybody else is done in 3 hours. Give them 4 and. Make sure he went. So, like, afterwards, those people that they paid to do that were also changing the grade on the SATs. Right. Then, by the time they got to the school and got accepted and all that bullshit.
Now, listen, you took your SAT.
Yeah.
Have you taken an SAT?
I've never.
You never take?
I was prop 48. Never have.
How much?
I was prop 48.
I don't know what that means.
Prop 48 was the thing that they did in the 90s to basically even the playing field for African.
Oh, yeah.
For everyone else to play basketball and football and shit. So, no, what it was is basically if you didn't have a certain score on your SATs or ACTs, that's when you either had to go to junior college or you had to recert as a junior or something like that. So, I Prop 48, and I went to junior college. But the crossover rule of this is if you graduate from any junior college, you can go to any Division I.
Yeah, there's no SAT score at that time.
You don't have to take the SAT no more.
There's no qualifier. You're it's almost like a free get-out-of-jail-free card. I didn't mean to say jail. I don't want to be like I'm being like you know, stereotypical. But, all right, so, look, I took the SATs, and, you know, here's the thing. I saw somebody post something on Facebook, and I don't want to give away anything, but now the people are digging deep, and things are happening. There's people there. Like, I know somebody who took somebody's SAT test for him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, I had that offered, the people offered that to me, like, hey, man. You know, I was a C student in high school, so somebody says, you know, you want somebody to take the test for you? And, you know, I'm like, I'm all right. You know, I don't need fraud on my record.
Right.
But you know, that's a decision. You, as a human being, you got to make decisions and your responsibility to that decision.
As a former athlete, what is the most probably, let's say, immoral thing you've ever done?
The most immoral thing I've ever done?
Yeah, like, as I mean, from the athlete perspective.
I shot steroids.
Okay. My mom didn't pay rent my senior year of high school, and they got her a job.
Who did? Who? Come on, man.
A school that wants to go unmentioned. It was not.
Was it an upper level school or this high school?
It was upper level school.
So a college that was going after you said, "We'll take care of your mom." And
no, they never said it.
They just did it.
They just basically came down and it was like, "Okay, here's the apartment. The key is right there. You just sign the lease." and we never received a bill for any of them.
Look at that. This is like, you know,
that's
you know, you're talking to Danny here. He slept on the beach. And you know, you
well,
could
no,
you
when
could
it came
take
to sports it. Though, I think, and I equate that with the military service. You don't do, and I'm not saying anything about what you guys have done or whatever. You just, you know, you fight everybody else except for your teammates. You never fight your teammates. You never talk back to your coach. And, you know, it's a team. And you treat it as such and with the highest honor. So that's the way I grew up. What anybody else does is what anybody else does. You know, I mean, you want to win.
So if he's on my team, and I know that happens, I don't have a problem with that. Although, you know what? I mean, listen. Shit happens, yeah. And you know what I mean. And but this is funny. The girl of the daughter who was on that Full House, mm-hmm. She doesn't even want. There was a show, the video. She doesn't even want to go to school.
She dropped out.
Yeah, but she had her own Ulta beauty supply shit. She had like she was making money selling beauty supplies on Ulta.
Meanwhile, her mom got fired today.
Yeah, gone. No more Hallmark. Mm-hmm. Hallmark said we're gone.
She was all on all those, not my baby, not this time.
Yeah. So, it, you know, hey. But, you know what, if you've got pull. Here's the thing. Here's the one thing.
How long
the other
do you
side
think she's going to be unemployed, basically?
Yeah. Here's the thing. It's one thing. I love when here's the thing. You have to look at it this way. If you had the ability to do such things for your family and this and that. The majority of people would do, you know what I mean, if they had the means to do it.
There's no way that you're going to get caught.
Hey, but here's the thing. It's not like, I can assure you, when these people are doing it, they're not thinking, fuck all those poor people. You know what I mean? They're like, they're saying, I just want to take care of my kid. My kid's a fuck. I imagine that lady's like, my daughter's a fucking idiot. You know, she thinks she's a prima donna. Now I got to get her into the school because she won't fucking read a book because she's my daughter. You know, so she's just trying to, you know, so it's not like people are doing shit out of malicious intent. Now, trust me, this woman's going to suffer. She just got fired. You know, who the fuck knows?
Well, the CEO had three kids that he had to pay for school for, so.
I would say this. People always talk about these rich people keep making money and pass it on. No. I've been in the business of managing money for people, and I could tell you, rich people, real rich people that got the money, and they have these trust fund kids, they're fucking idiots. Mm. These are adolescents at the age of 30 and 40 years old. They can't wipe their own ass. So. Listen, I inherited $750 when my grandma died. So I've never had anything handed to me.
Okay.
But I did shoot steroids after I had back surgery.
For how long?
About a year and a half. Had to get back into it.
Did you think that eventually affected you more?
Shut up. What? Huh? I was trying to imitate
I know, you're like, no, I mean, not like that. I'm talking about like
physically?
In the long run, physically, do you think that was probably more than... Like some people are like, oh, like he's saying his knee hurt today. Right. And, you know, that could be older age or that could be tendonitis, I mean, arthritis or whatever. But do you think that you have some things, some side effects?
Do any of my body ailments now may have been caused
by
the use of the steroid?
Yeah.
No. I fucking, you know, like I could, I've been like bad knees from like Thai boxing and soccer and shit, bad back. But I don't think that's from the steroid. Like I had a doctor who gave it to me, and I shot it intramuscularly. I was doing like 3 cc's a week, which wasn't much, and it was, you know, I got to the point where I was physically back on condition because I had back surgery and shit. I was as fat as I am now, and back when I was like 22.
I mean, I just always wanted to know that, and you're a pretty big dude. You're a pretty big dude.
You ought to see him work out, man. You go, dude, this guy...
No, he was gone for an hour and a half, something that was light.
When we went to the gym, what, we were in OKC, and I was just doing cardio. I was going on a treadmill. I was just sweating my ass off from all the drinking. Uh-huh. And this guy, he has no rhyme or reason. This guy goes to a chest machine. He goes to a back machine. Then he goes to the fucking leg machine. Then he goes to the fucking pulls. I couldn't figure out what he was doing.
Sweating out whiskey, man.
So
I think he was just following the hot chicks.
I got
chicks.
A question for you. Do you have you ever had a? Has any of y'all had a fight?
When I say that
comedy.
I had two different times that a crackhead jumped me, that was not bullshit when I was on the.
What do you mean? What do you mean comedy?
Like in the comedy game,
right?
Have you had to fight someone? It could be another comic.
Oh, that.
No. Listen, it could be another comic. It could be a heckler. It could be like I know a comic, a female comic that got shot.
Yeah.
After a show.
Well.
What the fuck? What was
they
this?
They weren't even trying to shoot at her, but they shot her and it was right in her fucking.
Oh, so they weren't going for her.
No.
She was an innocent bystander.
Oh, okay. I thought like hey,
did you see that did you see that video of the I think it was a comedy house somewhere in North Carolina where the guy attacked the guy the night's the fucking mic stand. It was a brutal.
Yeah,
I almost ended up working at that club. Someone told me that.
You see it a lot nowadays yeah. on video. I don't
I've never gotten a fight. I mentioned this story before. I was working a club one time, and this guy in the audience kept like just heckling and like throwing out shit on your setup and interrupting your jokes, things like that. I was like, look, man, you know, I was trying to got to the point. I was like, everybody in the crowd turned around to this guy and said, shut the fuck up. Like, everybody in the stands. Everybody. Yeah. Told this guy to shut the fuck up. Wouldn't shut up. Didn't throw the guy out. The guy kept going. I fucking lose it like 25 minutes into the set. And I go, hey, buddy, I'm about to walk off stage here and beat the shit. They call me dangerous. I'm about to walk out and beat the shit out of you for being such a dickhead all night. And he stands up, and he had a fake leg.
And he pulls
his fucking fake leg out. He goes, good, I'll take my leg off. I'll make sure I put my leg on before we do it. And some guy in the back of the room says, sweep the leg, Dougie. It was fucking great.
Sweep the leg.
But I never got into it with somebody.
I never have.
No. Mm-hmm. You come in a violent. Where you do comedy in Dallas and shit? You live from Dallas?
No, that's just a question. I haven't gotten into any.
No.
So what I've had to fight a fucking promoter for money.
Like you fist get
no,
a fist
to cut? No, to the point where what happened was
verbal fight?
He ran and then I was like, where's the promoter? He's like he left in his car. And I was like, whose phone is that? And they're like, oh, he left his phone. I took his phone, and he basically had to call his phone to get it. He's like, man, I can't pay you if you got my phone because I need my connects and blah, blah, blah. I was like, no. You didn't need my connects for them jokes yeah. I said along. I was like, until you give me my money, I got two phones.
Phone. Yeah.
And they called Tim.
I know. Is this person still booking?
No.
They seen their justice.
Yeah.
They're gone.
That was the last
one. I had a comedy.
Me and Tony Roberts.
I had a comedy booker forget his paycheck three times. Forget his checkbook. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Or it's been stolen. That's the reason why nobody's gotten paid. I'm like, if you would have told me that instead of me having to chase you down, that would have been fine.
Right, that sounds like a bad excuse.
Well, no, I know that. But, you know, if you at least had emailed me and said, yeah, this is what happened, instead of me having to chase you down.
Yeah, no, I don't like that. You know, you go to the show. You know, as a promoter, you only got. Listen, when I book my rooms and the comics show up to the venue, the minute everybody's there, hey, what's up, man? I give them their pay. Here's your check for the show.
All right.
There you go.
That's good.
Well, and that's only because I'm a comic. You know what I mean? I'm not a booker, and I'm going to sit there and hide and make people.
Yeah.
I've been at shows where I'm waiting around, and you know, I'm like, you're waiting to get paid. And you're just sitting there, and the people are walking around like, you know, the people are like sweeping. And they're like, hey, you mind getting up? I'm like, oh, fuck it, I'll get the fuck out of here. Somebody give me a check.
Yeah.
And you find out, oh, the guy left an hour ago. Where'd he go? Out the back door? So, and then we talk about, now, there's other ways, there's other comedy clubs pay you, they'll send you a check 30 days or within 30 mm-hmm. days. And, you know, that's always nerve-wracking. I did a show with my buddy Chris Priester for the Ebony Olive. It was like an old age home.
Mm-hmm.
It was like one of these retirement homes. So these rich
people.
Yeah, dude. And it was funny. The biggest laugh I got was when I was sitting there. The lady was sitting there in the front, like her head down, like a concrete cap. She was had her head down. I go, boy, this isn't the kind of place you want to be killing as a fucking comic. And this lady was just sitting there, like somebody gets, she's dead. But they said it would take. You'll get paid. It was like 60, 45 days after. I was supposed to do another show, and I'm like, the lady calls, she goes, okay, we're ready for next week. I'm like, no, I ain't doing no show. I still haven't gotten the check from the first show last month. I ain't going
to
do it.
How much time did you have to do?
Oh, we did like basically 30 minutes each.
You did 30 minutes in a retirement?
Barry Whitewater did. And then, I told you that shit I do, that cartel. Comedy Cartel, it's on your off days. It's a nice thing to do. Lately he's been.
What the guy does is he goes to these housing areas, condos or whatever,
apartments,
you know, and they have an area and he books shows there. So you ready?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
I'm good.
I've just never done it.
Yeah. We're
I just did one that was you have to be 65 or older to live there.
Really? But those are, that's a different audience. Yeah. It's not like, you know, I did one for him in Miami. I brought my buddy Perry Sack and my buddy Elgin to host it. And it's like, you know, these are like, it's like they're around their neighbors. Mm-hmm. You know, it's almost like in a comedy club, you turn the lights down because you don't want to see the other people, because if you laugh at something, you don't want anybody to know you're laughing at it. Mm-hmm. And then you go to these things, it's almost like a corporate gig.
Right.
So, you know, if one person doesn't like a joke, and they're like, oh, you know, you get a little tension. So, hey, man, comedy's everywhere. And, well, this is, we're going to be, we're in Little Rock this week, so if you're anywhere near it, and we're gonna, I'm going to somehow get the show out, it's a little special edition, the Wake Up Late with Dougie show, but we're here in Little Rock at the Looney Bin till Saturday, and come out, we're triple featuring. Tomorrow, I'm hosting first show, and what are you doing? You're middling?
Yeah, I'm middling.
And you're headlining tomorrow, first show.
First show, yeah.
And then late show, you're headlining.
I'm headlining.
And I'm middling, you're featuring. It's good, it's interesting. It's like a rotation. Anyway, that's all we have for in a special edition from the Comedy Condo.
Woo!
And I got some Pringles I want to eat. And thanks for listening, guys. And don't forget, next week, we've got a loaded show on Monday in the studio. Comedy club owner, Broadway Comedy Club, New York Comedy Club. Al Martin's going to be in the studio, along with Jen Hellman, who's returning, along with her dog, I believe. And on Thursday, Minda and I are going to be sitting in the studio with John Fish, who's going to be at the Tavolino's Wise Guys Comedy Show, Wednesday, March 20th. Still tickets available. Call 954-509-0046. And on Thursday, we're going to be at the iHeart Performance Theater in West Palm Beach. And Chris Flanagan's joining us, but you have to be a Brayman Motor Car member. Sorry, you poor bastards at Kia. And thanks for listening, guys. And go to wakeuplatewithdougieshow.podbean. Be a patron. Donate money for gas money for all the co-hosts. And go on Twitter at WakeUpDougie. Follow us on our fan page at WakeUpDougieShow on Facebook. Good night, everybody.
Night.
Night.
People on the earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they travel to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. There being a light hit the ground.